Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with former Republican representative from District 1 in the state of Florida, Congressman Mike Hill. We're delighted to have him on board. It's always a delight to have Mike with us and view things that are taking place in our nation and around the world from a central biblicist viewpoint, from a Christian standpoint, as to how we ought to view it and what we ought to do. Congressman, there's something that's taking place across the nation that is frightening, or ought to be frightening, to every person, and especially if a person is not saved, does not know the Lord, does not have the hope that is within us of that future with the Lord Jesus. And that is what is called the critical race theory. It is a very, very dark, dangerous teaching that's taking place. It's in all of our schools, kindergarten through high school, colleges and universities. It is something that is dangerous, but I believe that it would be wise for our listeners to understand what is critical race theory, why is it dangerous, what does it point to, what will be the end results if it is not stopped. There are some states that have passed legislation blocking any funding for critical race theory. And it sounds so palatable on the surface, Congressman, where it sounds like we're wanting to do that which is right. We do not want to do that which is wrong from the standpoint of racial equity, as they're calling it. But is that really what they're meaning with critical race theory? What is critical race theory? Why should we be concerned, Congressman?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, we should be very concerned about this critical race theory, which is nothing more than Marxism in disguise. What critical race theory does is it boils down to someone's ability to achieve something or not achieve something is based solely on their race. And what critical race theory attempts to do is to create a outcome results that are equal, not necessarily equal in opportunity or to be able to perform. Instead, it wants to change what the outcome, what the results are going to be, and make them equal. What it does, in my mind, Dr. Youngblood, is it simply exacerbates racism, but it yes. changes it in a different direction. What critical race theory says is that all of the racism comes from the white population directed to a minority population of particularly African Americans. And what it is doing is now in a reverse racist way is going after the white population and saying that you are overtly racist simply because you are white. And it's a part of your DNA, and we are going to fix that. When instead what they should be doing is recognizing that racism is simply a condition of the heart of man. It is a sin. Yes. It is not something that is systemic, that is built into a political system. It comes from an individual's own sin, their own perception. And you are not going to be able to get rid of it by trying to teach young children in school that because they are white, there is something wrong with them, whereas we're seeing in corporate America, like Coca-Cola, be less white, that there's something wrong with you, that instead you need to try and embrace people of other colors. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, you have to not try and come up to the conclusion that they have of social justice.
Yes.
Instead, we want biblical justice.
Absolutely. Congressman, I'm looking at an article, and for the benefit of our listeners, Os Guinness is a deep thinker. I've read behind him. If you read behind Os Guinness on anything that he's written, generally speaking, you read it three times to understand what he's just said. He's a deep thinker, and Os Guinness wrote this article, Evil Critical Race Theory, Fruit of Marxist Long March, end quote. That's the title, dated May 23rd. 1 year ago, few Americans outside of higher education had heard of critical race theory, which contends the concept of race is not biological, but rather a cultural invented category designed by white people to oppress people of color. Just exactly what you said a moment ago, Congressman. Now, having leaked from its academic lab, critical race theory is spreading exponentially to school boards, corporate offices, the military, and governmental agencies, and many parents, students, and employees, and citizens are courageously pushing back, sensing something is deeply wrong without necessarily having a full understanding of what they're really fighting. But it's urgent that the citizens of the nation realize that critical race theory is not merely erroneous teaching, and that the leak was no accident, warns Os Guinness, an Oxford-educated scholar with an unusual cultural and political vantage point. Born to a Christian missionary, medical missionary in China, where he was a witness of Mao's communist revolution, Os Guinness contends that critical race theory is part of an international, systematic, revolutionary move in America stretching back to the 1930s that intends to replace this unique experience in orderly liberty with a system responsible for the deaths of more than 100 million people in the 20th century alone. The so-called cancel culture and critical race theory are the fruit of what has been described as the long march through the institutions and the triumph of cultural Marxism or neo-Marxism, according to Os Guinness. Now, with that being said, Congressman, my question is this. Should this be something that is pushed by the administration, i.e., should the president push critical race theory, which is nothing more, nothing less than Marxism? Is that something that should be pushed and pressed in the branches of military, in the State Department, in all avenues and aspects of the political scene and system, not just in Washington, but now being pushed across the nation? Should that be done? Why should it? Why should it not?
No, it should not be done. And that article that you just read, parts of it, Dr. Youngblood, I like the title of it. The first word of what he called this critical race theory is evil.
Yes.
And it is evil. It's based on a lie, and it's wrong. And our current administration, the Biden administration, should not be pushing this through the several governmental bodies that are there, including our military. It's outrageous. And we saw recently where an officer out in Colorado was removed of his duties simply because he commented against it.
And yes.
What we are seeing, Dr. Youngblood, are a number of parents who are standing up. They're going to their school boards. They're speaking to their school superintendents and telling them, I do not want that taught to my child. I don't want my child to be taught that there's something wrong with them simply because they are white, and that they have to try to amend their ways and be more conscious of their, because they are white, that they are racist. That is wrong. It's evil. It needs to stop. And I would encourage your listeners, Dr. Youngblood, if they have children in school, you make sure you go to your next school board meeting, whether or not they're teaching it in the school or not at that point, and make it clear that you do not want it there. Don't even attempt to bring it there. And if you see it in your local government where some mayor or county commission is trying to press it, you show up write letters, call, and let them know that you are not going to accept this evil critical race theory, which is just, as you have mentioned, the long march of Marxism to try and bring a divided society here to America.
Congressman, perhaps our listeners need to understand also, there's another term for critical race theory that sometimes is used, and that's BLM, Black Lives Matter. And secondly, social justice or economic policy. I'm looking at an article in today's paper here locally that says the Edward Waters College plans to launch an institute. Edward Waters College plans to establish the Philip Randolph Institute for Law, Race, Social Justice, and Economic Policy. And they go on to talk about to examine the ideas of racial equality and social justice issues. That's nothing more, nothing less than the critical race theory. That's nothing more, nothing less than introducing what would be called, if we were honest with ourselves, Marxism. I'm looking at an article here. It says critical race theory, which is turning reality into something beyond any understanding or comprehension. Here's another article that says, don't be fooled. Mainstream media covers up for critical race theory by tricking the public. And it goes on to talk about how they are calling it a number of things other than critical race theory, which is, in fact, Marxism. And I am saddened, and you touched on it a moment ago, Congressman, when you talked about how it treats white people in a classroom. It's no less than reverse discrimination. It is what was called in Africa, South Africa in particular, apartheid for years and years and years. And here's an article that says, Mom says that she needs to indoctrinate her white son with leftist books so he won't be awful in his life. The article is dated May 23rd, and it talks about the mom. It says here in this article, her name's Justine Champion, went viral for making her two children kneel and praise black women after Democrats won both Senate runoffs in Georgia back in January. You would have thought the backlash from that one would have served as an object lesson for the ages. But no. Meet a mom who calls herself Sarah Lynn. It's unclear if that's her real name. I certainly hope not, because she's taken woke, W-O-K-E, woke white motherhood to the point where she believes that she needs to actively train her son not to be awful just because he's a white male. As you can see, my son is white, she says, as she's walking to the halls of the House of members in Washington. So here are some books I bought to help prevent him from growing up being awful as a white male. This is what every child is taught in school, this article says. But Lynn has given birth to a white male, so she apparently needs to be especially careful that he doesn't grow up being awful in society. That's what it's doing. It's perverting, and it's destroying. And the major tenet, as we touched on, Congressman, is the fact that it is pure and simple. It is nothing more than Marxism. One of the major tenets in Marxism is to divide the culture, to dethrone God, and to destroy the nuclear family. And we see in that taking place. And yet Biden just gave orders, directions, that the Black Lives Matter flag be flown at all U.S. embassies around the world. And I find that antithetical to Cole saying that as a president, he's to pull people together and to unify, and he's not been a unifier at all. And I'm saddened by that. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Perhaps you have questions or comments or statements you'd like to jump in, and as some have said, put in your 2 cents worth about the variety of issues we're talking about today. We're on the subject now of what is called the critical race theory. It is nothing more, nothing less than Marxism, which is designed to overthrow, tear down, and destroy our nation. And Congressman, you're exactly right. I challenge every listener today, if you're a mom, if you're a dad, if you're a grandparent, you've got kids in school, whether it be local schools, middle school, high school, if it is grade school or grammar school, college or universities, I believe it's time that we stand up, speak up, and be heard and be seen. There are several states that's passing legislation that forbids critical race theory from being taught in our public school system. And Congressman, I don't know if you're aware of it or not. I believe you probably would be, that's taking place here in the state of Florida.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. Thank goodness Governor DeSantis says we're not going to have critical race theory taught in our schools. And the education Secretary Richard Corcoran has also made it clear that is not going to be taught in our schools. And I applaud that. That being said, there are some pockets of places in Florida where they are still trying to introduce it. And parents need to be aware. They need to stand up to it. And you said it so perfectly, Dr. Youngblood, the three tenets of Marxism, of how they try to remove God, destroy the nuclear family, and to create division. That is all evil. It's all evil. It comes straight from the pit of hell. And this Black Lives Matter movement, the leaders of that said that they are trained Marxists.
Yes.
And for our president to say that that flag needs to be flown at all U.S. embassies, that is outrageous. That is an abomination. The only flag that should be flown is the USA flag, period.
Yes. In fact, I'm looking at an article, Congressman, and then after I read a blurb of this, we'll take our next caller. It says, Texas Senate passes a bill that bans critical race theory from all classrooms. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, in one of the articles that I have, it says something like 17 or 18 states have either passed the laws or in the process of passing laws that would ban any funds, taxpayer funds, going to schools for teaching critical race theory. I believe we have Dan on the line. Dan, go with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood, Congressman Hill. In your opening statement, Doctor, you stated that America was one of the greatest nations ever blessed by God, which made it great.
Yes.
Now, wouldn't the solution be, let's bring America back to that blessing, and how would we go about doing it? Congressman Hill, I know you've received what is, I've been pushing, the Patriot's Bible, and I'd like your thought on whether or not that could be introduced as a means to put back into school God, country, family theology to allow the parents to choose, rather learn through that document. It's history, it's Bible, and it is moral and ethical and principles. What it could build in our school system could help restore our youth to the concept of honor, patriotism, and all the benefits that they could glean through education. Would the governor consider promoting that as a tool to use in our school system? And I'll let you answer that.
Congressman, I'll let you respond to that.
Dan, thank you for that question, which I believe what it was is the Patriot's Bible, which I have a copy of. Thank you so much. I have a copy of the Patriot's Bible. Will list so carefully how our nation was founded on biblical principles. And I want to say this, Dr. Youngblood, our Constitution is Christianity synthesized in political form. And I believe that is why this nation has been so blessed over the years, because our Constitution is based on Christianity. A lot of people don't know that, and many will try to deny it, but it is a fact. And the Patriot's Bible, what it does is it shows how this nation was founded and formed on Christian principles. Now, would our governor mandate or declare that the Patriot's Bible be placed back into our public schools? I would love to see something like that, but I highly doubt that our governor would do something like that. What I think would be a good route to go, which is happening more most recently in the Florida legislature, they said that civics is going to be taught again in our public schools. With civics being taught, that means that you have to get to the basis of our way of governing ourselves, which would mean our Constitution. And then when you study the foundation of the Constitution, you see where it comes from, biblical principles. So I think that one of the first steps is by teaching civics, which will lead people to look at our Constitution, which will lead people to look at the Bible.
Absolutely. Very well stated. And I am thankful for that. And I'm looking forward to the time when the heartbeat bill would pass in the state of Florida, when something that would ban critical race theory would go across America, when we could have legislation that would allow prayer and Bible once again in the classrooms. And as you said, when civics is again taught, so that our students, as they're learning in the classroom, will go back to the basic roots of looking at America, recognizing that God gave us this freedom that we have, and that we're blessed as a nation. Congressman, hold on a moment. I believe we have Lily on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you. God bless you, Congressman Mayakil. The topic you're dealing with is so interesting today, so relevant to us. Marxism, the goal of Marxism is total control and enslavement. We see it play out in the countries that have gone down under communism, Cuba and Russia and rest of the world, China, wherever. People have lost their freedom, and it's generally for good. There's no way to get out. Total control. Marxism, Karl Marx, it came out in his theories that the way to get to control a people is dividing, get them divided, get them hating one another, get them quarreling and fighting against one another. Break down law and order, yes, all of that is part of it. The get rid of the police, get rid of law enforcement, and just create chaos. All of that is no problem. Get people hating one and fighting, killing one another. The racism, to divide the people, to get them fighting. Racism, Karl Marx knew it, and others, they know that that is one of the main things, apart from other things like class, culture, whatever. But race, racism, that has been one of the weapons they have used throughout to control, to get the people divided, racism. So what the strange thing about it is that you don't get them, you hear people talk about white as if racism is only white races. You hardly hear about the black races, the Louis Farrakhan and the black haters, this race is just the same. If you are a racist, that is, you hate another person because of the color, whether you be black or white, is same racism. Racism is a sin like any other sin. Only God Almighty can deal with it. Only God Almighty is able to convict a person that this is sin, just like any other sin. No, there's no use of Congress pretend or behave as if they can cure the problem of racism. Racism is just like any other sin, the sin of adultery, fornication, murder, whatever. Congress cannot take care of only God Almighty, and when we put God out the picture, we could go into this is what Marxism go for. We are man in control, and man is able to do, and man is going to produce superior, the perfect.
Lily, you're exactly right, and I'm so thankful that you added that to the conversation today. Thank you so much for calling. Congressman, how do you respond to that? I believe she was preaching the scripture, wasn't she? That's good.
Yes, she was right on target. Everything she was saying was, of course, exactly right. This whole thing of critical race theory, it turns on its head the statement that all men are created equal.
That's right.
And are endowed by their creator, given to them by God, with the God-given rights of life, liberty, and property, or the pursuit of happiness. Now, when it says all men are created equal, of course, Dr. Youngblood, we understand that does not mean that everyone is created with the same abilities or even with the same opportunities. What it means more basic is that every person has a right to determine their own destiny.
Yes.
And what critical race theory does is it tries to pervert that you don't have a right to determine your own destiny, that we are going to determine your destiny for you. We are going to control your lives. And that poor child in Georgia whose mother says, I have to raise my son to make sure that he recognizes because he's white that there's something wrong with him, that's child abuse. And I hope someone would take that child away from that parent.
Needs to, absolutely. Congressman, one question that I believe begs to be asked, and for those that are familiar with it and not understanding the source, it's what they call the 1619 Project. How does that play into the critical race theory, or in the woke society as we know it, and how does that play into Marxism with the designed purpose of overthrowing America?
Yes, the 1619 Project simply says that our nation was not founded in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence and the war we fought to win that independence, but instead our nation was founded in 1619 when the first slaves from Africa were brought to America, and that because of that, this nation was built on the backs of slaves, that without slaves, this nation would not have been built, and that America needs to own up to that racist past, which again is just nonsense. It does nothing more than to divide us as a nation. This nation has a proud, rich heritage of being founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and this nonsense that 1619 Project is nothing more than an extension of critical race theory, which is an extension of Marxism, which is an extension of evil from the pit of hell.
Absolutely. Congressman, we've got about 45 seconds left on our broadcast. Would you be kind enough to give some basic 1, 2, 3 points for our Christian/conservative patriot listeners as to how we need to respond to the things that we've heard today and what we see taking place? How should we then live? What should be the order of the day? How should we respond?
Number one, Dr. Youngblood, is pray. We as Christians need to pray. Pray for this nation. Pray for our leaders. Pray for wisdom and guidance from God on how you can respond as an individual. And as an individual, you should not sit by and let evil take place. The beginning of wisdom is to hate evil. When we see evil coming before us, stand up. Don't be quiet. And let them know you are not going to accept that in our society.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Congressman, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a blessing to have you. It's always a time of refreshing and a thorough enjoyment from our standpoint. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
For expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.